What is the best case quarterback scenario for Auburn on Saturday?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to rock and roll and get after it. We're one day away from kickoff. There's a lot of questions surrounding the quarterback situation. What's the best case scenario? What is the best case scenario that can come out of Saturday? We're going to talk about all the possible scenarios and break down each one and then kind of get to the bottom of it towards the end. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code or promo code, whatever you want to call it, next round, all one word, for a double up on your first deposit, up to $1,000. That means you can give them up to $500 and they will give you back $500 to play with. So now you got $1,000 to go turn into a million, maybe. Who knows? There's sports lines for everything. You could do first half, second half, overs, unders, a little bit of everything, live betting for college football, for NFL, for everything. You even got baseball for a little bit longer as well. Get your account set up. Have a lot of fun. Mybookie.ag. Well, we've had 1 week of this continued quarterback controversy talk. You've got Hank getting some first-team reps. You've got Peyton obviously still getting first-team reps. And I think going all the way up to Thursday, there's really not a clear answer yet as to what's going to happen on Saturday. I think everyone met last, the quarterbacks typically meet, after maybe every single practice, but, even met up till Thursday after walkthroughs. And I don't think a decision is 100% made yet as far as what happens Saturday in regards to the quarterback, situation. I think that's actually very interesting, because you already have a starting quarterback. So to me, if you're going to, I guess to me, if you already have a starting quarterback, there's really no decision, I guess, that has to be made. But up through yesterday, both guys were told, hey, we don't know yet. We don't know what the deal is going to be on Saturday yet. Probably going to find that out today. I have no idea which way they're going to lean. All I know is that there's three scenarios. Okay. There's the three scenarios. There's one, Peyton starts and plays most of the game, like he's the starting quarterback, just so nothing changes as far as playing time goes. Peyton goes in first. He plays the quarterback role as he's the starting quarterback, hopefully with a condensed playbook and the lack of defense from New Mexico. You can put him away early, and then Hank comes in like he normally would if he was the backup quarterback towards the end of the game, and gets maybe some good mop-up duty. Scenario two is that they rotate, which to me would be the worst scenario, but I don't think it's off the table that, you know, whether it's one drive, two drives, whatever it is, a quarter and a quarter, I do think this is a team you're playing that you could do something like that, but that is the second option. We're going to go dive into what that would yield. And then the third option is obviously Hank starts the game and you roll with it and you just roll with Hank from then on out. So what is the scenario if Peyton starts? Okay, so number one, I would just go ahead and expect if Peyton were to start, he'd probably have a pretty good game, because these are the type games that Peyton plays well in. There's not much of a competitive defensive line that you're playing against. Peyton thrives when things don't go south. Peyton thrives. That's the way he's kind of been. When the offense is clicking and things are working, Peyton does pretty well. Okay, you look at last year in certain stretches of the game, even in big games like Georgia and Alabama, the stat line, from a passing perspective, didn't show it, but from an execution perspective, Peyton was able to make the right decisions and able to move the chains and able to kind of keep things going because things were going well. The game plan was good enough that things were going well. So if you condense the playbook where you take away this idea that you're going to go three, four wide receivers wide and you're going to chunk the ball down the field instead of playing a little bit more boring or small ball, you know, run, play action, get the ball out quick, just let the playmakers make plays without just chunking it deep every single play. That's the kind of stuff that he's good at. I think that's a lot of how he – I mean, that's a lot of how he played at Michigan State, was a lot of, you know, small ball and then take an occasional shot. And I think that's probably what the game plan is going to move to moving forward. So if Peyton starts, I'd probably expect him to have a pretty good game. The problem is I don't know that you learn a ton. Unfortunately, that's the case moving forward with him. I don't know that you learn a ton. Maybe you can build confidence in this reduced playbook game plan or condensed playbook game plan. Maybe if you took the offense that you had like towards that little middle stretch where Auburn sort of started to play pretty well and you added in the extra playmakers that you have now, you have a legitimate number one wide receiver in Keandre Lambert-Smith and Cam Coleman. You got some, you know, other good guys that can take small passes and turn them into big gains. Maybe if that game plan, Peyton can start to gain some confidence and you know, maybe carry it into the future. But the problem, you just don't know because he's done this before. If he goes out and has a great game, he's done this before. And then you go into Arkansas and do you really know what you have? It's kind of like Alabama A&M. You know, he lit it up against Alabama A&M, threw for over 300 yards, the most yards he's ever thrown for at Auburn. Then you go into Cal with the same game plan and Cal has a little bit of a scrappy defensive line and, you know, you have some issues and boom, you see what you saw on Saturday. So it's kind of the same situation with New Mexico. Do you really gain a lot if Peyton goes in? I don't know that this is the best. That's the best case scenario for Auburn, but that's kind of what I expect to happen. I expect if Peyton plays, he's going to have a good game and you're not going to learn a ton. So that's kind of how that first scenario will play out. And then everybody's going to be a little bit uneasy as you go to Arkansas because you're not 100% sure. You're not 100% sure what you got. So that's kind of what I feel like if the scenario one is Peyton starts. If the quarterbacks rotate, this to me would be the worst case scenario. But you saw it last year at times. You saw it last year, quarterbacks rotating. Now, from what I understand, the reason the quarterbacks rotated last year was because they actually had packages where, you know, they actually had some packages that was two totally different offenses. So you had a little bit more of a read option offense, and you had a little bit more read option offense with Robbie, and you had a little bit more of a more pro style run and gun, not run and gun, but like air raid types deal that that Phillip Montgomery runs with Peyton. So You thought you might, when you're struggling on one, you may go to the other, but we all saw it was a complete disaster. And finally, it didn't take long until they realized that just that couldn't work. You couldn't do that anymore. So could they rotate quarterbacks? The thing is, if they did rotate quarterbacks, I would probably expect both of them to have a good game. I would probably expect if they do rotate that probably both of them would have a pretty good game. And the problem of that would be, the problem with that would be is that they may have similar stats and everyone would fight for the whole week over who played the best. They'd pick everything apart. It would just be a complete, I think it would be the worst case scenario of anything is for the quarterbacks to rotate. I truly hope that's not the case. I hope you pick one guy and roll with it. Cause again, I don't think you're going to learn a ton from this game anyway. So I think you got to pick one and roll with it. And then let the other come in as a backup role just to get some experience. So, but hey, we saw it last year. It could possibly happen. And I don't know what that is if it's every drive, every couple drives, like how that actually works. But I don't think it's off the table. I don't think quarterbacks rotating is off the table. And to me, that would be a disaster. Before we go to the last one, I want to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes. I know he's bummed after this past weekend, but he still wants to help. Check him out at retirementresults.com/plan and get your custom portfolio analysis. When you want to talk about best case scenarios, let Ford analyze what you got or either put you in something that's going to give you your best case scenario. Make sure you're doing all the right things. Make sure you're taking advantage of all the right products. Ford Stokes with retirementresults.com/plan. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him I sent you and make a good friend at the same time. The last scenario is pretty obvious. You give the ball to Hank. You give the ball to Hank and let him go. I would expect Hank to have a good game just because not only do I think that he's a pretty daggum good quarterback, but obviously you got the opponent you have as well. And I think the problem is you're going to learn. It's going to be very similar to Peyton Thorne in the sense that he could have a good game and you still really don't know what you have in him. This is really not an ideal scenario. I mean, I guess you could say, well, it's a game that you could get tuned up and you could get ready for the next three games and call it like a stepping stone type game, I guess. But the problem is they're so bad on defense that you just really don't know. You're really not going to have any idea if they're actually playing good or if it's just that team is so bad on defense. So I do expect Hank, if he were to go in, he would have a great game. And I just don't know that you learn a ton yet. I guess you would. It's his first college start. He's a young guy. Can he handle the moment of the pressure of, hey, this is my shot. I got a senior quarterback that if I slip at all, they're going to throw him back in there. I got to make it happen. So I guess from a pressure standpoint, there would be a fair amount of pressure on his performance. So I guess you get a little bit more of a look at the moxie that Zach likes to say. You get a little bit more, you get a little bit better look at, you know, how Hank handles that. But I would expect him to have a good game. And again, I'm not 1,000% sure though, how him having a good game would be a whole lot different as far as what you learn other than Peyton Thorne. If he were to have a good game, the only difference is, you know, what you can expect from Peyton Thorne. You have an idea of what you would expect from Peyton Thorne. If you were to play a little bit of tougher team, you don't really know that yet with Hank. So that's the only question mark. So what's the best scenario? Honestly, I'm not an agenda guy. I don't try to push. I'm not going to get on here and tell you go every single day against whatever happens. But I really do at this point in time think the best case scenario would be to start Hank. I really do. I think it would be the best case scenario for the team. I think it would be the best case scenario for the fan base. And I think it'd be the best case scenario for Auburn in general is to go ahead and give Hank a shot. I hate to say give him a shot because you gave him a shot all during practice, but give him this chance in the game to actually see if he can carry it over. You know what you got on the other side. I think you probably want to see if you have the same type issue. It would also kind of reveal a lot of this. See if you have some of the same type issues of not being able to carry it over to the game. And then maybe it's like, man, we got to really look at on the inside what we're doing, because now we have two guys that are lighting it up in practice. But and when we have meetings, they're telling us all the right things. But then when we go to the game, we lose complete trend. There's like we lose it all in translation. So I think you can learn. I don't want to say so much about you can learn a lot about Hank, but you can learn a lot about your offense, I think, with Hank, and a lot about your process and a lot about how you prepare and a lot about how you're teaching with Hank in there. Because, again, if Hank goes out there and struggles with some of the things that he nails in practice, then you got some bigger issues. Then you got some, hey, we've got some sort of, I've got a problem with either, I don't know exactly the relationship of who teaches who and who talks with who and how all the meetings play out, but you may have a little bit of a bigger issue than you think from a coaching standpoint. So I think, again, I think you, from a fan standpoint, I can imagine if you're out, that crowd is sort of going to be sort of probably nonchalant, a little bit melancholy. Let's go with melancholy. How about that? Just not quite up to that fever pitch before a game. And then if that right before that game, when they start doing the lineups, if Hank's name were to be announced, I think the crowd would go berserk. And I think you'd have a very, very nasty, very, very loud environment. And a lot of excitement. I really do. I think that sort of everybody's kind of hoping or sort of pulling for that. I think the vast majority of people are pulling for that announcement. So that gives you that. I think that in tune would fire the team up, you know, seeing the crowd being fired up. And then obviously you hate to have boo birds. You hate to have that in the stands, especially when you have recruits on visits, especially when you have you're hoping to get some commits over the weekend, which I think you will. You hate to have that when you're trying to sell Auburn and then all of a sudden Peyton Thorne's name is announced. I honestly would expect boos if his name's announced as starter. I really do. I almost expect there to be boos in the crowd if when they start doing the starting lineup, if Peyton's name's called out. And I'm not saying I don't like booing. I don't excuse it, booing your own players, but I honestly – it would be hard to blame them at this point in time for at least feeling the emotion, the need to want to boo. So, again, that's why I think at this point in time, I think it's probably the best scenario you put Hank in. Also, if you put Hank in and he struggles, okay, I showed you that that's what it is. That's what we have behind Peyton right now. Okay, that's what we have in the cupboard right now. So there it is. Okay. You've been asking for it. There it is. Now let me coach this team and try to figure this thing out. So I think that's another, you know, I don't want that positive to happen. I don't want Hank to struggle, but if it is a reasonable scenario to throw out there, if that were to happen and then you put Peyton in and Peyton has a good game, then you go, you kind of at least extinguish that flame of the noise when you go to these press conferences, when you go do these public deals. Put Hank in if that's the case and Hank were to struggle, you kind of silence a lot of that stuff too. So I really don't see a negative. I really can't find a negative of starting Hank, whereas the other two scenarios, I can see a lot of things that would possibly make people feel like they're, you know, like you left some meat on the bone, or a lot of people feel like, hey, we didn't learn anything, or there's a lot of negatives. I feel like they can come out of the other two scenarios and not a lot of negatives other than the biggest negative that could come out of if Hank starting is if he were to go out there and struggle and that kill, you know, the little bit of the confidence that he has. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. But if he were to go out and struggle and then you pull him and you put Thorne back in, you don't want to damage him that early in his career. That's basically the only negative, and that negative is very small because I just don't see him as being that type of guy to get that down on himself. It seems like I'm just going to go out there and do what I got to do, kind of let everything roll off my sleeve, and then whatever happens, happens. And that's kind of how I've always viewed Hank in general. So let's see what happens. My guess is we find out today one way or the other. I think it's strange that there's at least a conversation around at a quote unquote announcement today. So that to me is interesting. So let's pay attention. Let's see what that quote unquote announcement might be as far as who is going to be the quarterback for Saturday. And then I know I may be falling on deaf ears, but hey, let's try to get behind whatever the decision is and have some, you know, just try to be not so toxic. I mean, it's tough and some of it's justified, but hey, let's try to get behind whatever happens and let's see if we can turn this thing around. Maybe this condensed playbook is the answer. Maybe we got too greedy the first two games and we just build off of that last half of the year offense with better playmakers. And sort of see what happens. But regardless, We're going to be ready to break it down as soon as it happens. I'll be live after the game, shortly after the game, and, you know, ready to talk about it. So, guys, I really appreciate you listening. You need to subscribe for at thebarnauburn.com. If you're subscribed, you'll probably know about the quarterback situation before anybody. So for $1 for your first month, you can check it out, have some fun, get in the mix, get in the conversation. We have some great conversations, some great debates, but it's spirited. It's not very toxic. It's a lot of really good conversation, and there's a lot of people on both sides of the fence of everything. I think it's just a really good blossoming community, and I think you need to get a part of it as well. TheBarnAuburn.com. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5, and you know we're going to be back during football season. Dadgum, it's every single day. You just got to keep your head on a swivel. You never know when we're going to pop up. Definitely will be up tomorrow after the game, so be on your toes for that one. Y'all have a great weekend, great game day. We'll talk soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.